Okay, Shalom Aleichem. Hilchos Rosh Hashanah begins, Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, with the world of Slichot. Slichos is a very, very ancient minhag, Dvarim Atikim. We find already in the Otzer HaGaonim that the Gaonim instituted saying Slichot during the Tkuf of Chodesh Elul. And it moved from the Gaonim founded the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, founded the Rosh at the end of his Perush on Rosh Hashanah, and of course made its way into the Shulchan Aruch, Chaber, and the Ramah. But the core of Slichos really begins back in the Gemara. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Beis, points out, Amar Rav Yochanan, Umole Mikra Kosov Yevshel Omer, Malamech Nesatef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur, Beherol Ola Moshe, Seder Tfilah. Amar Kolzman Shisrael Chotin Yasul Lefanai Kaseder Hazev Ani Mochel Lahem, and then Amar of Yehuda Riskrusa Leshoshes Remido Shenan Chosros Reka. We have a unique segula of davening Kaseder Hazeh. What exactly is the Seder Hazeh? So the Levush is Medayek that we find a parallelism between the world of Slichos and the world of Shmona Esrei. Shmona Esrei is a Seder HaTfilah, and over here, Chazal speak about Slichos as being a Seder HaTfilah. And the Levush points out that we have the framework of Psukei Dezimra, or Ashrei preceding, we have Tachanun following, and we have Kaddish Tiskabel, Tiskabel Tzloson, both by the our Tfilah, our daily tefillot, and by slichos, that we have over here a unique seder tefillah. The Rav Zatzal wanted to stress at his shiurim the distinction, the difference between these two sidrei tefillot. That with the Rambam and Hilchos tefillah speaks about the fact that we have a mitzvah asay of daily prayer. Lavdo b'chol levavchem zo avoda shebalev. The Ramban in his Hasagos, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, points out that that drasha, lo'avdo, is either nasmachta, or if you want to learn that it's a real drasha midaraisa, it's dealing with the situation, shenispalo le'lav, be'eit hatzarot. It's dealing with tefillah be'eis tzara, but mitzvah called tzara b'tzara, shetavol ha'tzibur, lizot lefanav b'tfilah u'b'trua v'chulei. The Rambam also has this form of tefillah, but he doesn't bring it in Hilchos tefillah. He brings in Hilchos Tainus, that the introduction to Hilchos Tainus is mitzvah aseh lizok lefnei Hashem b'chol eis tzara gedova shelotavo al hatzibur. Namely, that which the Ramban learns out from la'avdo b'chol levavchem. The Rambam has a different makar. He brings it. He brings the pasuk of kisavo milchama ba'artzuchem, the harayosem that relates to the tefillah be'eis tzara. But we have over here these two forms of tefillah, according to the Rambam, both are d'oraisa. According to the Ramban, the daily tefillah is drabanan, but this tefillah be'ez tzara is midoraisa. What's the distinction between them? We saw the parallelisms in terms of the framework. The distinctions are that the regular tefillah, the tefillah yom yom, we know has a very, very strict structure. Sheva. Bakasha Hoda, that's you know, etiquette is overridden when we're in Eis Tzara, we're crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so in the world of Slichos, the Tefillah be'Eis Tzara, we combine Shevach and Hoda in Shema Kolenu, in our introductory Shevach / Hoda, and then move over to our Bakashas, to the Piyutim, and they're punctuated with the Yigimel Midos. Rather than having Kedusha as part of our introduction of Shevach, that we have Avos, Gburos, Kedusha Sashem, that we have Kedusha as part of that introduction, here we punctuate our Bakashos with this Yigimel Midos that the Gemara says this is the Bris Krusa, that this is a skula that our tefillah will be answered. She'enan Chozrot Reka. So that's one distinction. The second distinction, L'chora, is in terms of the time frame. Tfilos keneged, our daily tfilos keneged tmidim tiknum. It's basically a mitzvah on the daytime. Tfilos arvis is reshus. It's the hektar halavim the varim that were left over from the day. Masha Enkein, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Gimel Dalet, Nahagu Kulam Lakum Balayla Ad Sheyar Hayom. You know, it's at Slichos is it's Vila of night as opposed to day. That's also the Mechaber Nahagim Lakum Ba'Ashmaros. It's also the Ramah. In other words, that coming Ba'Ashmaros. In other words, that we have over here a very, very clear distinction. Night is a time of b'chotiv kevalayla, and we're dealing with the tefillah of Eis Tzara. But as the Mishnah Berurah points out, sof halayla is an Eis Ratzon that we try to direct this tefillah of Eis Tzara to a unique Eis Ratzon, which is dafka the night. We'll come back to the issue of how do we define night. But the third distinction, aside from the structure,
did we fall down?
He did.
He fell down.
The network there is very iffy. Both Rav Bednarsh and Rav Rakevit use a hotspot off their cell phones.
Oh. Does Rav Miller know that he went down?
I'm not a mind reader.
Send him an SMS.
Send him a chat, maybe. Does he see the chats?
Won't look at the chat.
See anything. He's disconnected.
How's it work? If you have a question, can you raise your hand, or he doesn't look for questions?
No.
You can only ask a question if you have a mask.
How many people are there? You don't know. Yofi, good to see whoever's here. Shalom Aleichem.
Thank you. Can you, those who are on Zoom, can you hear me?
Now we can hear you.
Yes.
Where did I leave off?
Yes, we can hear you.
At the third Nafkamina.
Okay, thank you. Let me just turn this off. Okay, so the third Nafkamina is in terms of who's obligated, that by daily tefillah, the obligation is on the yachid and on the tzibur. We have two obligations. Masha Enkein, the language of the Rambam, is v'nahagu kulam lakum balayla l'spala b'teknesiot. It appears to be a nin of the tzibur. Hu adin the Ramban speaks about mitzvah akol Torah b'Torah shetavo al hatzibur litzok lefanav. Hu adin the Rambam in Hilchos Tainus, that we're dealing with a mitzvah of the tzibur. And this would explain a very, very unusual machlokes between the Ramah and the Mishnah Brura. If we look at the Ramah in Hilchos Tainus in Siman Tav Kuf Samach Sif Hey, the Ramah concludes, Hagah, Ein liyachid lomar slichos. Namely, the Machaber has spoken about the fact that a yachid can't say Yugim Omidos. Yugim Omidos is a davar shebekedusha. However, even a yachid could say Yugim Omidos derech kriya. Comes along the Ramah and says, "Ein liyachid lomar slichos." The Mishnah Berurah towards the end of Sifkat and Yud Gimel points out, "Av achronim tamu al ikar hadin lama lo yomar hayachid slichos." hutachnunim ba'alma. In other words, what's wrong with saying piyutim? Why shouldn't a yachid be able to say piyutim? But according to the Rav, this is the unique framework of slichos. Slichos was meant as a tefillah of the rabbim. According to the Ramah, it's uniquely a tefillah of the rabbim. According to Mishnah Berurah, it's basically a tefillah of the rabbim, but it could also be said by a yachid. Okay, so these then are the basic distinctions between slichos on one hand and our regular daily Shmona Esrei on the other hand. Both of them are sidrei tefillah, but with these distinctions. Our question is, how do we define, in terms of the second distinction, what is the time of slichos? What's spoken of in the Mechaber and the Ramah is lakum ba'ashmoras. Lakum ba'ashmoras. Ashmoras is sof halayla, and the Mishnah Berurah, as we pointed out, points us out for who ate ratzon. This is the time sof halayla HaKadosh Baruch Hu shot ba'olam hazeh, Behu Ace Ratzon. Is there another Ace Ratzon as well? So we find in the Zohar, in Parshas Chayisara, that Chatzos HaLaila is also an Ace Ratzon, and therefore there's room to say Slichos at Chatzos HaLaila. If you look at the second page, the other side of the page, I'm sorry, it's also a Gemara in Yevamos. I'm sorry for those who were at home. This I didn't come through in the email, but it's Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph that Chatzos is an Ace Ratzon, the Ruach Tzfonis that was needed in order to keep Klal Yisrael healthy in the Midbar came at Chatzot, and Rashi over there quotes the Medrash of David HaMelech, who had his Kinor, and at Chatzos the Ruach Tzfon would begin to play and he'd wake up. Now we have an Ace Ratzon of Ashmores. Ashmores would be the end of the night, namely Privasikin. And we have an Ace Ratzon of Chatzos. What about post Ashmores? What about saying Slichos at 7 in the morning or 7:10 in the morning? So Rav Moshe and Rav Ovadia both have tshuvas where they point out that Lechora, you know, where it's a beautiful, they're beautiful piyutim, and there's certainly no Easter to say them at that time, Lehefech. Besser from Garnished, it's better to say it then, but the unique bris krusa, the unique brit of the tefillah of Yud Gimel Midot, that's spoken of the Rosh Hashanah, that's dafka the Ace Ratzon. That's dafka either Ashmoras or Chatzos. That's the Chatzilah. But if not, you could say it before Shacharis, Rav Avadia points out, you could also say it before Mincha. In other words, one can say Slichos basically anytime during the day. The question is, what about the first half of the night? What about saying it between Seisa Kochavim and Chatzos? So here Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva that in the Lower East Side it was dangerous to go out at midnight, and it was dangerous to go out in the early pre-dawn time. And the question was whether they could move Slichos to 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night when there are more people around. And Rav Moshe says that even though it's an issue, but he uses the language begeder hora shoa l'chatchila. One can do it. What's the issue? The issue is that we have a Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah back in Hilchos Tainis in Siman Tav Kuf Samachay points out ein lom in Sifkat in Yudbeis ein lom ar kodem chatzos ha'ayla shum slichos v'lo yigim obidos b'shum panem ga'ola chutz bi b'yom kipurim. That the Mishnah Berurah is quoting over here the Magen Avraham, who's quoting the Ari, that we have different times of the day. There are times of the day that are meant for chesed and rachamim, and there are times of the day that are times of din, and one doesn't go head to head with din. And nighttime is a time of din. B'chol tivke b'layla, in other words, we have musagim of churban at night, kipon ayom, and as such, it's not a time to be saying slichos. So Rav Moshe says, okay. In other words, the Nachon the Ari says this, but that's Torah Hasod, and we live within a world of Torah Hanigla, and in Torah Hanigla, saying slichos early in the evening is no different than saying it in the morning or in the afternoon, and that at the Iker is that one should say slichos. The Rav also was knowing that way when he got older. There was a minion next to his apartment, the Morgenstern dorm, at 10 o'clock at night, and they said, sleep us there at 10 before Ma'ariv, and he used to join that minion to say Slichos at 10 at night. The Rav Avadia al-Attar says this is not a game that people should play. In other words, b'chatzos ha'layla harishon ein lomar klal shum slichos nirim kemisgarim in the midas hadin bevakshim menoa pulasam morim kina mikochos hadin negdenu. It's very, very frightening. Karv liyot mekatzitz benetiyot. In other words, from a perspective of Torah Sasod, it's very, very, very problematic. Okay, so here we have a question. What do we do when we have an issue on the level of Torah Sasod? Okay, so the ideal time to say Slichos is Eis Ratzon, Izer Chatzos, or Ashmores. Saying it during the daytime, pre-Shacharis or pre-Mincha, you don't have the skula, but it's a wonderful tefillah. And saying it in the early part of the night is a machlokas between Rav Moshe and pretty much everyone else. It was Rav Avadia quotes almost everyone else, but we could call it machlokas Rav Moshe and the Mishnah Berurah, if you will. That's what we have over here in terms of slichot. Oh, there's one more thing in terms of slichot, which is very, very, very important. In other words, we know that in the yeshiva we say the sachlita, we say the vidui once instead of three times, like the gra. We don't say the machnisei rachamim on the daily slichos. But there is also a machtzis hashekel, an orachayim, where he points out that there are psukim that we find in the slichos. We find those psukim between the yud gimel midos and the karachim of albanim. There are psukim, and then we have the karachim of, and then we have the piu. Most people tend to skip the psukim, or if they're going to say them very, very quickly. Comes on Machatz HaShekel and says, Hu adim psukim shekodem slichos yeshlamar ha-psukim benachat delo keminag ha-olam. In other words, what the Machatz HaShekel is pointing out is that these psukim are the ikar of the slichos. The balei ha-piyut, the writers of the slichos, worked off of these psukim to write their piyut. And so if you want to have a sense of where you're headed to, what this piyut is stressing, look at the psukim. So let's say, for example, in the slichos that some of us said at midnight last night, some of us said this morning. So we have a pasuk, Tov Hashem lekovav lenefesh tidrashenu. And so in the middle of the slichos, it says, Tov atah lekovecha lenefesh tidrashecha. We have a pasuk, Kol hayom klimasenu negdenu boshes panenu kisasanu. We have in the slichos, Nidmenu kikli reik vikistanu klima. We have in the psukim, Kielecha horagnu kol hayom. And in the Slicha, it says, Kol hayom horagnu al shem kodshecha. We have a pasuk, Lo nasog achor libeinu. And in the Slicha, it says, Lo nasog libeinu milav arechecha ulahakdishcha. We have a pasuk, Kidoresh damim otam zachar. And we have in the Slichas, Kra shlumat zarim gemul v'zachar, Ra'ot kidoresh damim otam zachar. Namely, the entire piyut is built on these psukim. And therefore, slichos are difficult to read, but at least if you know what to look for in the keta, then you could find it. A. B. If we're going to be skipping the slichos, we're going to say erev Rosh Hashanah, we're going to be skipping according to the minhag of olam hayeshivos. So when we skip, we have to realize what's the framework. Namely, the slicha begins with the psukim, moves over into the piyut, concludes with yud gimel midot, and then begins with psukim, moves over into the piyut v'chulei. If you want to skip Karachim av Abanim and Yom Rashem Kespachti Ketarecha, you certainly can. Say it once and skip it from then on. But you shouldn't skip the psukim. The psukim are the ikar of the slichos. In the language of Machzor Shekel, psukim nemru beruach hakodesh, adifa min hakorvatz. In other words, don't throw out the ikar and keep yachasit, the tafa. Okay, so just that's a regal achas. A review of Slichos. But again, Slichos segues into Hilchos Rosh Hashanah with the fact that in Siman Tafkuf Peyalef, and I'm just going to go according to the order of the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Bli Neder, but I'll add in those things that I put on the second page that we have that on Sif Aleph, Erev Rosh Hashanah Marbim Slichos. We're all aware that the Slichos are much longer on Erev Rosh Hashanah, that we're moving into a tkufa of Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Yomim Noraim. And whatever I'm saying now is simply
in other words, the framework, but the core, the of Rosh Hashanah is Malchios, Sekronos, and Shofros. That's what a person should be thinking about. But we live in a world where Kosh Baruch Hu gave us frameworks, and we have a framework over here of Halacha and Minhag. So I'll try and just review the framework. Okay, part of this framework is to enter into Rosh Hashanah with Hataras Nedarim. Hataras Nedarim, we have a halacha, it has to be done individually. Yeredeya Nedarim, Kabesh Kaftes Tetzayim, Eino Osa Shliach Lushol Al Nidro. The source is Rivash. He brings a raya from Yiftach and Pinchas that had an issue of kavod. Who's going to go to whom? Had it been possible to be a Shliach, then Bat Yiftach could have been saved from her situation. But Kaner Ed, there's no such thing as Shlichus, that it has to be in person. With one very important exception for those of you who are married, and that's over here in Simen Reish Lamed Daled Nun Vav, Baal Nasa Shliach Lehishael Al Nidrei Ishto. Bilvad Shematza Shlosha Mekuvatzim. That once the husband is saying Hataras Nedarim for himself, and the Bezin is already there in front of him, he can be a Shliach of his wife to say her Hatara. How is that possible? Because Ishto Kegufo, Nachon Eino Osa Shliach, he's not a Shliach. Ishto Kegufo, he is his wife. This has positives and negatives. The positive is that you don't have to put your wife in front of a Beis Din. The negative is that you can't serve on the Beis Din for your wife. Namely, the halacha is that the Beis Din for Hataras Nedarim, we see in Simen Reish Kaf Das Yitzif Gimel, it has different criteria. Afilu ma'uma, the Beis Din can be standing, the krovim, they can be relatives, balayla. These aren't shayach for a Beis Din in the world of Choshen Mishpat, but they are for Hataras Nedarim. So krovim, you can have a father and two brothers being matir the neder of their daughter and sister. But the husband can't be part of a Beis Din with his two children to bar mitzvah age children for his wife. Okay, so on one hand, he can serve as her shliach because of Ishto Kegufo, but he can't be part of the Beis Din, even though a Karov can, but he's Kegufo. That goes beyond being a Karov. It doesn't mean that
Can the Beis Din be made up of Krovim, the Beis Din itself?
The Beis Din itself can be made up of Krovim, certainly. Yes, yes, yes. Again, for Hataras Nedarim, not for Choshen Mishpat, Chas V'Shalom. The husband doesn't have to say the entire nusach over for Shimuna Rabosai, Dayan Mumchim, etc. He can simply tell the Beis Din that everything that I said I want to apply to my wife, and they'll say Mutarla, Mutarla, Mutarla. How is that possible? That's a sif in Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat, that if one aid gives edus and the other's aid says Afani Kamahu, word for word, everything he said, that's my edus as well. So the Ramah says no good. Afani kamo is no good. Lomahani ela imkain halach lemedinas hayami yevshal lahoy beferush. The moment you have an ela imkain, the moment you have an exception, it means that mida oraisa af ani kamohu is considered to be edus. Normally, we want the aid to say everything on his own for the drisha b'chakira, but if he simply says af ani kamohu mida oraisa, that's considered to be edus. The Chazon Ish says that a person is being mafresh trumas and masros, and he forgets the nusach, he could say, I'm taking off more than 1/100th, and I'm going according to everything that's said in the back of the siddur. That's fine. In other words, that's the afani kamo. So hu hadin, the husband can tell the Beis Din that everything I said for me, I want to apply to my wife, and that way people won't get upset at him that he's hogging the Beis Din twice as long as everyone else. It's only a few seconds more that he has to do it, but this way he can tell his wife that he thought of her on Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's always good to think of your wife all the time, particularly on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay, in terms of continuing, in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, okay? So Sif Beis, Noagin Lis'anos Erev Rosh Hashanah. There are many people who are Mis'ana until Chatzos on Erev Rosh Hashanah, until Mincha Gedola. That's a perfectly beautiful minha. Pasif Dalid Machabsin Umistaprim the Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Brura points out, Laharos Shanu Betuchim Bechasto. Rosh Hashanah is the mood of Rosh Hashanah is a balancing act. On one hand, it's a Yom Hadin, Zichronos, Doeg. On the other hand, Malchios, Kadosh Baruch Hu, can commute all sentences. And we have a bitachon that he's going to help us as well. So he's doeg uboteach. So the minhagim of Erev Rosh Hashanah go back and forth. In other words, we come in with a, you know, after a bath and a haircut in proper clothing, but also with a tainus, also with the tefillah of a mikvah. The tefillah in the mikvah is brought over here in the Ramban, Noagim Lutvol Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Berura points out it should be La'achar Chatzos. Lo Yaktim Litvol at Sha'a Kodim Chatzos. In other words, from 11:30 onwards. V'yesh makomos shenogim leilech bekvaros, to go to a base kvaros in order to daven. Not chas v'shalom, as Mishra points out, we're davening to the dead. We don't daven to the dead. We daven to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But we daven to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like there's an ace ratzon, there's also a makom ratzon. And the makom ratzon is where tzaddikim are buried. So here we have Har Herzl, Sach HaKol, a 10-minute bus ride from here. It's a makom where everyone there is a tzaddik yisod olam. They all died al kiddush Hashem. It's certainly a place shatfila niskab l'sham b'yoser. And daven to Hashem that b'zchut the tzaddikim who are here, who are moser nefesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should have rachmanus on Kla Yisrael, on ourselves, on our families, etc. Okay, so these then are the minhagim of Erev Rosh Hashanah. We get to shul. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah says, yilbash begadim levanim na'im. Person should wear Shabbos clothing, not gaudy, not yontif clothing, Shabbos clothing, and in terms of a kittel. So I'm well aware. I grew up in America as well. That in America the minhag is that all married individuals wear a kittel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. In Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is that on Yom Kippur everyone wears a kittel. On Rosh Hashanah, basically the people who have tafkidim, the shlichei tzibur, bal korei, bal tokeya, they wear a kittel, and others simply wear a nice suit. But if you feel, you know, it's that, you know, that you want to continue your minhag from America, you're certainly welcome to. About half the, you know, where it's half the married people do, half the married people don't. I don't count, but you know what, you can do in either direction, and you should just yikar is you should feel comfortable. Both minhagim are valid minhagim. Mincha, we should have unique kavana. It's the last tefila of the year. Hakol Holech Acharei Hasov, Hakol Acharei Hachasima. Before Ma'ariv, there's a piyut which is said, concludes Tichla Shana V'Kilo Teha Tachel Shana U'Bir Koteha. It's a piyut which is very, very meaningful in this era of Corona. And then again, we move over into the Doeg U'Boteach throughout the Minhagim of Tfila. Moving into Siman Tafkuf Pei Bet. Seder Tevilas Aser Simei Tshuva Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Berurah points out Kofman Le'eva B'chol Aser Simei Tshuva B'chol HaKadeshim She'omrim. The Rav was very makbid, says Kofman Le'eva, to say Le'eva Le'eva, not Le'eva U'Le'eva. But again, there are two minhagim, wherever you feel comfortable. In terms of our posture for Tevilah, the Sif Dalet, it says Yeshnoyim L'spelo B'Rosh Hashanah Yukipurim B'Kri'ah, to daven bent over, and then there's an issue of straightening out before the brachos, so that you can be korea during the brachos. The Gra and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch both point out it's better to daven with a leif kafuf and a guf yoshar than vice versa. The Iker is the inner kavan. There's a very, very basic machlokas between the Ari and the Gra in terms of crying on Rosh Hashanah. I printed out for you the Maaser Rav, who says Ein Livkos Rosh Hashanah Kimavuar the Ezra Al Tivku? In other words, that it was a day of Mishloach Manos Ishtereyehu. It was a holiday, not a day of crying. However, the Ari in the Ber Heitev points out Ha'Ari Nohag Livkos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim V'Amar Shemi She'Ein Obochev Yamim Elu Ein Nishmaso Tova Ushlem. I don't think he had the Gra in mind when he wrote that. But in other words, these are two different ways of viewing. My humble, humble, humble opinion: Doeg uboteach. Again, Yom Rosh Hashanah is a balancing act, and part of the balancing act is being a yo-yo. That when you're saying Nesane Tokef and you say Miba Mayim Miba Esh, and you think over the past year, and you think of all the buildings that collapsed and all the people who died via Chanukah, Lo Aleinu. So there's room to cry. Like the Ari points out, when you're singing the Shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Rav points out, hikpid lefamal lenagin hakadish achar musaf chodyonto. Bum 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 bum. In other words, that there's room to, it's Malchios, it's a day of a coronation. There's no stira between the two. Being a Jew is a stira. But once you decide that you're a Jew, right, so then sometimes you have to be able to live in different worlds simultaneously. So I don't know whether you have to necessarily be a grunik and, you know, where it's in, put someone who cries in chayrim. I don't know whether you have to be an arinik and put someone who doesn't cry in chayrim. I think that you should, my humble opinion, you should cry when crying is shayach, and you should dance when dancing is shayach. And that's fine. In Siman Taf Resh Yutet, which is Hilchos Yom Kippur, Sivkat and Aleph, there is, I printed it because not everyone can leaf that quickly. It says, Al Yeshana Adami Minhaga Ira, Filu Bin Nigunim O Piyutim Shamrim Sham, that every shul has minhagim. It's an inyan to keep the minhagim, keep the tunes. And if you're coming from a place that had a different tune, so you'll get used to the tune of the minhag of where you're going. It's otherwise, it's very much mevalbil es hada'as. You know, it's everyone knows that when Yom Kippur arrives, that there is a tune to Kol Nidre. Everyone knows that the Dunasana Tokef has its refrain. And people link into the tradition. Okay, back to Siman Tafkuf Pei Beis, we're talking about the Nusach of the Tefillah. If one says Akel HaKadosh instead of Hamel HaKadosh, one goes back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. First three brachos are all one unit. If you're not sure whether you said Akel HaKadosh, Mel HaKadosh, then look at what you did say. If you said the whole probably you said HaMelech HaKadosh, and then you're not closer. If you skipped all of that, probably you said Akel HaKadosh. You go back to the beginning. The din of changing Toch Kedei Dibur only works if you were silent during that Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori, during that 3 second or 2 second period of time. If you already began the next bracha, then there's no concept that Toch Kedei Dibur is considered to be Bevasachas. In terms of forgetting the Tosafot that we add in the beginning and the end of Shmona Esrei, Kosreinu L'chaim, in other words, Michamocha, etc. So these are Mitzad Minhag, so if you forget them, you don't repeat Shmona Esrei. What's pointed out also is that we know that there are two Nuschaos with which we conclude Shmona Esrei. The classic Nusach is HaMavarach HaSamo Yisrael Shalom. Some Achzorim have a change for Yomim Noraim to Oseh HaShalom. The Rav was very makpid to continue HaMavarach HaSamo Yisrael Shalom and not to change the Nusach of the Bracha. When we get home after davening on Leil Rosh Hashanah, we say Kiddush. Kiddush comes along with the Shechiyano. We pointed out this year is Shnas HaShmita. Have in mind Shmita also within our Shechiyano. And then moving over to Siman Tafkuf Pei Gimel, Dvarim HaNoagim Lechol B'Leil Rosh Hashanah, we have Simanim for a skula for a wonderful year. Those Simanim, which are available in Eretz Yisrael, not just the apple and the honey, but also the tamar and the rimon and the et cetera, et cetera. It's best to say Kiddush, make a motzi. In other words, so you'll have Kiddush samach l'su'uda. And after the motzi, then to take a fruit, choose a fruit. If you have one of the shivas haminim, choose that. If you have two of shivas haminim, so the tamar takes precedence over the rimon. So take a tamar and say a bracha, bori pri ha'etz, having in mind all the other simanim that you're going to be eating. Take a bite, because you made a bracha of Birkas HaNehenin, of Bori Priya Eitz, and then say the Yiratza. Okay, so the order should be taking the fruit, making the Birkas HaNehenin, eating a bit of the fruit, and then say the Yiratza, and then you can conclude, finish eating the fruit, and then eat the other fruits for the various simanim. Those are what we do, in other words, but we also have over here what we don't do. And so the Mishnah Berurah mentions that on Rosh Hashanah, one shouldn't eat things that are chamutz, that are sour. He mentions borscht. I think pickles are more common for us than borscht. The Rama points out not to eat egozim, shalachal egozim. The Gra, I think I quote the Ma'is Harav, points out, ein lechol anavim b'Rosh Hashanah, not to eat grapes, hatam al pi hasod. Going, moving back to the Eitz Hadas, Tov Vara. The main thing is, that which the Mishnah Berurah points out, pshita sheyizor ma'od shelo yichos biyamim ha'elu milvad godel ha'isor. Well, it's usher to get angry, but chus mizeh sheyed l'siman tov rak yasameach libo batuach b'shem imachuva ma'asim tov. If you're looking for simanim tovim, the best is to work on our own character and not to get upset, even though I'm sure there's a lot of things to get upset about, but one should work on oneself not to get upset during Rosh Hashanah, certainly, but b'chol ol aser simin tshuva, and then hopefully it'll follow over to be a siman tov for the rest of the year. Moving over to Shachris, we in the yeshiva, you know, give everyone a serious amount of time to daven is quiet Shmona Esrei before beginning Chasaras Hashatz, but those of us who need more time, if the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Kedusha and we're still in Shmona Esrei, so we're Yotzei Shomea Kona. If we already said Hamavarech Asamo Yisrael Bashalom, but haven't yet said Yula Ratzonim Refi, we can still answer Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch. If we've already said Yula Ratzon, we can even add in the Yimloch as well. In Siman Tav Kuf Pei Beis, that we're still in, the Shari Tshuva and Sivkat HaMches points out that during Chazaras Hashatz, one should be listening to the Shliach Tzibur. Our minog is to sing along with the Shliach Tzibur, but those parts that should be heard from the Shliach Tzibur, we should be quiet for those parts. For the piyutim, we could sing along. In terms of saying Kosveinu, yes? It's much better not to say, in other words, if you're saying piyutim, that the piyutim were meant to be said in a responsive manner, the minhag of the yeshiva and many other places is not to say them responsively, but to say everything and sing along with the Shliach Tzibur within the piyutim. However, if the Shliach Tzibur is saying b'chal kel chayim b'chesed, or b'kariv pizureinu, which is part of the text of the Shmona of the Chazaras Hashatz, not a piyut, part of the text of Chazaras Hashatz, that should be heard from the Shliach Tzibur. In other words, and so there, you can hum along, rather than sing so loudly that, A, you won't hear, and B, the people next to you won't hear either. Rabbi Reichman generally, in other words, moves up to stand next to the Shliach Tzibur, but not everyone can stand next to the Shliach Tzibur to be able to. The Shliach Tzibur generally, particularly, will try to say it louder, that in order that it should be above the voice of the Kohal. In other words, we're in Eretz Yisrael, and every Yontif has its unique Shir Shal Yom. So the Shir Shal Yom of Rosh Hashanah for both days is Mizmor Pei Aleph. You don't need a separate sheet. That's simply the Mizmor of Yom Chamishi. So even though it comes out on Tuesday and Wednesday, right? We say the Mizmor of Mizmor Pei Aleph. In terms of Musaf, so in Aleinu, we say Aleinu, Baruch Hashem, we're in Eretz Yisrael, we don't have to worry about censors. And the Aleinu should be said with the entire text, including, the phrase, Shehem Ishtachavim Lehevel Varik B'chal. We should always say it because that's part of the text. But particularly on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah, where it's also part of the Shmona Esrei, we shouldn't have a situation of being Mishana Mimadeya Shetavu Chachamim Babracha. The minhag in the yeshivas, in many places where you've already davened, is that everyone does Karim during Aleinu. We're simply in terms of posture. Anachnu korim, kriya is to fall on one's knees. Umishtachavim, one puts one's hands forward and one is resting on one's knees and one's palms, and one's back is parallel to the floor. And then on Yom Kippur, we have another stage called Vinoflim al Paneya, in which from our head, we then touch the ground. The minhag is that even in Aleinu, we do that third stage, even though it's not mentioned in the text. Karim Mishtachavim Modim is not a posture. Modim is that which we are proclaiming. But the minhag is to touch one's head to the floor. And since there is a problem of Evan Maskis in terms of bowing and touching one's head to the floor, so the yeshiva will give out long pages that you can put under your, that you should put your head on the page rather than on rather than on the floor. The floors in Eretz Yisrael are made of stone. And so we have a problem of Evan Maskil. So even though in the Beis Medrash Baruch Hashem we have the Milyam, for better or for worse, it's still viewed as the Evan Maskis, and we still it's not exactly a rug, and we still put something between the floor and our head. If you want to put the paper between your knees and the floor, you can. It should be long enough. But that the ikar isn't that you shouldn't take your pants to the cleaners. The ikar is that you should bow in a manner which is halachically valid. Okay, that was Siman Kuf Pei Dalet. The head should be on the paper, not on the floor. Yeah. That's the Easter of Evan Maskis is the Nofman al Pneihem on the Evan Maskis. The Ramah in Siman Taf Kuf Pei Dalet, at the end of Sif Aleph, points out Marichin Bepiyutim Utfilos Ad Chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah corrects the language. In other words, that even though on Shabbos we have an Easter of fasting, and therefore the Shliach Tzibur should finish Musaf on Shabbos and you can make Kiddush before Chatzos, there's no Easter of fasting on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, davening continues beyond Chatzos as well. So you don't have to run out of shul to drink some water, etc. No, you'll make Kiddush when everyone makes Kiddush after all the tekiyos are finished, etc. Back to the simanim. One of the simanim was that ain noagim shlo lishon b'yom Rosh Hashanah. That Mr. Berurah points out yoshev batel ki yoshein dame. That we should use our time properly. That's also a simana milsehi. It's a siman tov that we'll use our time properly during the course of the year as well. Yirtzeh Hashem. We have a minog in the afternoon on the first day after mincha of going to tashlich. So we'll daven mincha and enough time for people to go to Tashlich and return. There's a botanical gardens at about a 15-20 minute walk from here that has a large pond that has fish in it as well. So it's the Mahadrin for Tashlich, and people on this side of Yerushalayim tend to gather there. There are many mincha minyanim there as well, but we'll try and daven mincha here before we go to say Tashlich. Yes? Why not? Okay. When else are you going to see your wife if you don't walk with her to Tashlich? Okay. You can describe, your tekiyos experiences, etc. Okay. In terms, what else? So the first day, we take you out of your house to say Tashlich, so you shouldn't be over Yisurim and being Mechid from the first day to the second day. We have a question of the two Kedushas, or is it one Kedusha? And so we don't do any Hachonos for the second day until Tzeisah Kochavim, which means not only that we don't cook, in other words, don't heat up food until Tzeisah Kochavim, but not to set the table, not to move around the chairs. In other words, that first day is the first day, and the second day we'll daven Maariv a little bit later. Whoever speaks will speak a little longer, in order that whoever is heating up the food will have a bit more time to heat up the food. Kiddush the second night, we move over to Siman Taf Resh Sif Beis. The minog is to have a new fruit or a new item of clothing, so that the Shechiyano, in case we have over here one Kedusha, has on what to bichal. The Gra points out the Lel Sheni Mevarach Zman Af Belo Pri Chadash. He didn't hold that way. It's very cute. And the Ma'aser Rebbe points out Pam Akas Biyom Rishon Lifnot Erev Heviu Lo Doron Pri Chadash Mevarach of Shechiyano Be'erev. Someone that wanted to be Mezakeh the Gra in a new fruit for Shechianu, who tekef kishira also berach olav zman kimin hago leverach Shechianu b'shas hariga, didn't help. Okay, the Gra named the Gra, so whatever your minhag is, most of the world have the minhag of having a pri chadash or a beged chadash, but here if you have a pri chadash and you said Shechianu having in mind also the pri chadash, so as opposed to the first night where we said that you should first wash and only afterwards eat the simanim, here you just said a bracha that you want to apply to the new fruit. So right after you drink the kiddush, take that new fruit and make a bari pri ha'etz and eat it. And afterwards, you'll wash for the meal. In other words, that the first night, we didn't have any brachos on the fruit. We had a bracha only on the wine. But here we have a shechiyano that we want to apply to the fruit as well. As to whether people do the simanim the second night, whatever your minhag is, both minhagim are brought down in the Matei Ephraim, Elef Hamagim. In other words, both are certainly valid. Okay, the Ikar mitzvah of the day of Rosh Hashanah is tkiyos. And so in Siman Tav Reish Pei Tes, where the Machaber speaks about Mihem Ha'ru'uyim L'tkiyah Shofar, so he points out that in Siv Gimel, Isha Petura Mishim Davi Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama, that is the Ikar Hadin. But we all know that there are certain mitzvahs that women were makabel upon themselves, even though they're basically pater, and tkiyah shofar is certainly one of them. And so we go out of our way to be certain that not only every man who's a bar chiyuva should hear shofar, but also the women should hear shofar. There is a birkas hamitzvah, lishmoa kol shofar, before the tkiyos, as well as the shechiyanu. Generally, we're yotze with the bracha of the Baal Tokeya, and so one shouldn't say Baruch Bahu Baruch Shemo, one should only answer Amen, so as not to have a hefsek in the middle of the bracha that's applying to us as well. In terms of hefsek, that's Siman Tav Kuf Sadi Beis, one certainly should not be mastic between the brachos and the beginning of the tkios. Then you have to say the bracha over again. But generally, one also shouldn't be mastic from the beginning of the bracha through the tkios de miyushav, through the tkios de mu'umad, and since we have a minag also of having another 40 tkios at the end of davening, one shouldn't be mafsik from the beginning until the end. Our minag is that we change the shvarim between those that are used for miyushav and mu'umad and the ones after davening, and so who knows what the right shever is, and so the birkas hamitzvah should apply. But it doesn't mean that you're stuck. It means you can still talk in terms of tkios. Namely, if you think that I made a mistake and allowed a tkia that was improper, so come over and tell me. Right? You know, don't just point. You can talk to me. Tell me about the tkios. Also, one's got to talk about tefillah. If someone wants to make announcements that Shmoneh Esrei begins on page 347 in your Birnbaum or your art scroll, B'chulei, that's fine. That's not a hafsaka. In terms of tefillah, you can also say asher yatzar if you go to the bathroom. In other words, what you shouldn't do is you shouldn't be talking b'chlal, and you shouldn't be learning out loud. If there's a period of time where you have a few minutes to learn, so to learn the hearer is fine, but not to learn out loud. What about the yihi ratzons that we have between the various sedarim of the tkios? So that's a machlokes achronim within siman taf tzadi. Tafkuf Tzadi Beis. Sorry, Tafkuf Tzadi. I'm sorry, Tafkuf Tzadi Gimel. In the Mishnah Brura, Sivkatan Yud Beis, and the Shar Hatzion, Sivkatan Tesvav, that the Mari Emdin felt that those Yiratzons are not a Hafsaka, but the Mishnah Brura felt that they are a Hafsaka, and you should only be Maharer Belev, below Yotzi Bepiv. That's the way we're knowing in the Yeshiva. Not to say the Yiratzon Bekol, you could just look at it. Excuse me? Like in Birkas Kohanim, similarly that you would be maharer the tefillah as opposed to saying bibakol. But here, you know, we don't give any time really to be maharer, other than you can be maharer on it after davening or before davening. There's very little. You're not going to have a break to be maharer in the middle. If the Baal Tokei is Baruch Hashem, Mirtz Hashem, blowing wonderfully, we will just keep him on his shvunk. The last 40 kolos, where the minhag in the yeshiva is similar to what the Rav did in his Maimonides, to blow them before tiskabel tzlosam, to view the tkios as an averbal tefillah beyond words, and that the tiskabel tzlosam, our tefillah should be accepted, should follow after all of the tkios, after all the 100 tkios are blown. In terms of the hagadaros of the various kolos, so a tkiyah is a continuous blow. In other words, the Iker is that there shouldn't be a break in the middle of the Tekiah. The Ramban, in his drush on Rosh Hashanah, and his Talmud, the Ritva, insisted that Tekiah also be one tone, monotone, that it shouldn't go up and down, like an air raid siren. It should just go, just one long sound. If it comes out that way, wonderful. If it goes up and down, it's still fine, l'chatchila, as long as there is no break in the middle. The length of the Tekiah, as we well know, is the length of the Trua that either succeeds it or precedes it. And so if that Trua is just a classic Trua, so the length of the Tekiah would be 9 sound units. If it's a Shvarim Trua, so the length would be 9 plus 9. And if it's two Neshimos, so then you would have another, it would be 20 sound units. That it's very relative to that which is the minimum of the Shvarim Trua, not necessarily to the Shvarim Trua, which is being blown b'poa. Within the Shvarim, so there are different ways of blowing, and so the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael classically is to blow in a manner in which it's clear that it's a Shever as opposed to a Trua. Namely, a Trua is staccato, dot, 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 dot. Each dot is one sound unit. And so the Shvarim would be to utu, to utu, to utu, or to u, to u, to u, where clearly you have at least 3 sound units that would go beyond the Trua. In Chutz La'aretz, the Trua is a mini Tekiah, do, do, do. And so we move to the Chutz La'aretz Shvarim for the last 40. The first 60, we do, it's Aliba the Minhag Eretz Yisrael. I mentioned one Neshim or two Neshimos, so it's well known that the Rama Paskins, that the Baal Tokeya, should always make a Neshima between his Shvarim and his Trua. The Machaber distinguishes between the Tekiyos de Meyushav, one Neshima, and the Tekiyos de Me'umad. And since the Machaber was the Marad Asra in Eretz Yisrael, so Minhag Eretz Yisrael, even for Ashkenazim, is to blow the first set of the Tekiyos de Meyushav in one Neshima, and afterwards in Chazaras Hashatz, and the Tekiyos that we blow after davening with two Neshimos, that the Baal Tokeya blows, takes a breath, and then continues blowing. When does the Baal Tokeya, when should he be told to repeat a call that he already blew? So the whole din of repetition is only in a seder, not in a sima, namely only in a row, not in the entire 3 rows. Within the row, let's say Tekiah, Shvarim, Tekiah, within that row, the Baal Tokeah can certainly continue to blow the first Tekiah until he gets a proper Tekiah. And there's no repeating. He'll just blow until he gets to the proper Tekiah. Hu Hadin, the last Tekiah, he will blow until he gets to a proper Tekiah. The only issue is in terms of the middle cult, that if the middle cult should have been a Shever and the Baal Tokeya blows a Trua or vice versa, then you go back to the beginning and you start all over again. And again, the only Chachma is to know what cult is considered to be minimally halachically valid under some circumstance. Simply if he does not. In other words, that's nothing. In other words, and so there's no reason for him to have to go back to the beginning. But if he, was intending to blow a Shvarim and it came out, to do Mashu Kazet, that the quid very well be that would be a Trua, then he could go back to the beginning and blow the Tekiah and the Shvarim and then the Tekiah again. Okay, Emir Tzashem, Baruch Hashem, Shalof Toch Pela Satan. Everything should work out, that we all should be together. Everyone should be healthy. All the Balei Tefillah and Yirtzeh Hashem should be together. I hope that all the kapara that we needed, we took care of last year. I just want to thank Yoni Abrams for stepping in. It's when the Baal Musaf couldn't come and the Baal Tokeya couldn't come and the Baal Shachris couldn't come. And Rabbi Yoni, Rabbi Mann came down to blow shofar from my office, and Rabbi Fuchs took over davening Musaf, and one of the fellows in the Kollel took over for davening Shacharis, and Yoni put everything together. So thank you very much. So Yitz Hashem, this year hopefully it'll work out the way it's planned to work out, but we all know that Api Hashem Yisuv, Api Hashem Yachanu. You should be aware that everyone who's coming to the yeshiva from the outside, maybe the families of the Ramim, including my family, will all have been vaccinated, and all the children who can't be vaccinated will have been tested within 24 hours of Rosh Hashanah to know that they can come. Okay, so, Yitz Hashem, we'll try and keep you healthy, try and keep Klal Yisrael healthy. Any questions?
Rav Miller on the Simanim for the Bor Pri Adama, do we make a bracha Bor Pri Adama on the Selik, etc., or only on Bor Pri Eitz?
An excellent question. Those Yirakot that would normally tend to be part of your meal, let's say, for example, Tzimis, the carrot.
Selik, Yistalku Oyvenu.
As I'm saying, so I understand. I'm saying that those simanim, those vegetables that would be part of one's meal, one can take for granted that they're covered with the hamotzi. Those simanim that you're only eating for the siman. In other words, if you basically dislike selik very, very much, but as a siman tov, you're willing to eat it, so then you should make a bari pri ha'adama, because that's not included in your hamotzi. Your hamotzi covers that which is normally part of the meal. Fruits are considered to be separate. They're things that we eat for dessert. And so, b'chal, you know, when you eat fruit during a meal, you make a bari priya eitz. But normally, we don't make a bari priya adama on vegetables we eat during the course of the meal. But if this vegetable is being eaten specifically for the as a siman, then one should make a bracha.
What about eating with challah?
Eating
a vegetable with challah.
You can always eat a vegetable with challah, and you don't need a bracha. Yes. Who I think you could eat the bari pri eitz with challah, you don't need a bracha. But I don't know whether you really want to be yotzei tapuach b'dvash when your mouth is full of challah. Yes? Excuse me? Well, getting a haircut, don't wait till Erev Rosh Hashanah. You can get a haircut today, tomorrow. It's also fine. In other words, it means that Erev, when it says mistaprim Erev Rosh Hashanah, it means that you should come into Rosh Hashanah looking like a mensch rather than looking like someone who's on death row. You know, it's that there's no real purpose in his shaving or taking a haircut. But I'm not sure whether the barbershops are really going to be open on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay. The Seder.
Is there an Indian to eat something that you really don't like in order for the Simanat Tava?
There's no Indian to eat something which is ma'us. But there are three categories. There's that which is ma'us. There's that which you get hana'ah, and then there's the neutral category, which is okay. You know, it's and that on that you could certainly do for the siman, but chas v'shalom, the siman shouldn't bring you to nausea. Okay, let's say there. We should hear b'seres tovus.
Shpayach, toda rabah.
Bakasha. Sorry, thank you very much.
Aaron, shpayach al yagun. Also, shana tova, siman tovim.
Shkaya
Karen. Magia lo, huh? No, I see.